It's a question that never seems to yield a straight answer. How should we educate our young people about sex? How do we incorporate a philosophy of abstinence while also addressing the reality of teens who are already sexually active?
About half of our high school students in the U.S. are sexually active, and in Texas, the percentage is a little bit higher than that, a little over 50%.
That's Dr. Janet Riolini, medical director for the Family Planning Program with the San Antonio Metropolitan Health District, and the creator of Project Worth, working on real teen health. The program seeks to prevent unintended pregnancy through education, outreach, and access to confidential health care. Riolini says the key to prevention is empowering teens to make safe and intelligent choices about becoming sexually active.
What do they have to look forward to? What reasons do they have to take good care of their bodies and their futures? What do they see as their future? And these are the key issues that are the why of waiting to have sex and using protection when you do become sexually active.
Riolini runs the clinical side of the program, where kids can walk into free San Antonio Metro health clinics and receive confidential advice or medical attention.
So we're here for teens. They don't need an appointment. They can come in and get checked for STDs, get a pregnancy test, and many times you can, if for sexually active young women, you can get started on a method of birth control without a physical exam.
Riolini is also the author of Project Worth's educational program called Big Decisions. It's a 10-week course taught to high school freshmen inside San Antonio schools. It's important to note that kids need parental permission to participate in the class. Coordinator Mario Martinez says the first priority of the program is to showcase abstinence as the best choice for teens to make.
It's about making a plan that you're not going to have sex. And what that plan involves is support. They have to tell, you know, their immediate friends and their family that, you know, they plan on being abstinent until they're an adult.
But the program goes on to cover the consequences of sex, dealing with peer pressure, understanding what a healthy relationship is, and how to properly use contraception. This is the first class of the series at Lanier High School in West San Antonio. Instructor Jenna Campbell gives the group of about 30 freshmen an overview of the course.
And then we're going to talk about, after we talk about STDs, we're going to talk about abstinence. What does that word mean? To wait, not having sex, right?
The kids appear to be getting the message. Jacob, a 15-year-old student in the class, hopes it will improve his refusal skills when he finds himself in peer pressure situations.
This will help a lot, because if your friends have to pressure you, if you're in this class, he's going to show you how to like hold yourself back. I thought you don't be having sex at this age.
Crystal, age 14, is already grasping the potential consequences of irresponsible sexual behavior.
We're going to realize that if we have sex, we could get transmitted diseases.
But the pressures that kids face to become sexually active are embedded in almost all the forms of media that teens tune into. Project Worth is trying to combat those images in the same environment.
I'm kind of worried now because my boyfriend is pressuring me to have sex.
Hey, don't let the pressure get to you. Aren't you going to college after you graduate?
Yeah, that's my plan.
Well, stick to it, girl. Think about the future.
Teens, waiting is the healthiest choice. But if you've had sex, get tested for STDs. Call 207-8850. That's 207-8850.
Brought to you by Project Worth and 98.5 The Beat.
Ashley Dixon is the young woman featured in that radio spot. Now a freshman at St. Philip's College, she's been working with Project Worth since the age of 12.
I have a lot of friends that have sex. And Project Worth has pretty much backed up what my mom and my dad have taught me. To wait.
That communication between kids and their parents is what coordinator Mario Martinez calls one of the primary goals of the Big Decisions program. For Quinn Dixon, Ashley's mom, Project Worth helped facilitate that dialogue.
I feel that Project Worth and the stand they take on teen abstinence just opened the door for us to have more communication between myself and my daughter and my son.
The numbers are improving, but they're far from under control. Teen births in Bexar County are down 34% over a 10-year period, but the county remains 89% above the national average. Dr. Riolini maintains that the only way to completely address the problem is by continuing to give teens options other than abstinence only.
The abstinence only strategy for helping kids to wait has not shown to be an effective one. And it has some potential harms if the strategy you use is to tell kids that condoms don't work very well, for example. That can mean that our kids who are sexually active don't bother using condoms. And I think from a public health standpoint, that's not really a healthy outcome.
Tomorrow we look at a program that helps young moms become responsible parents when they have no one else to turn to. For more information on Project Worth and the Big Decisions program, visit our website, tpr.org. Terry Gilday, Texas Public Radio News.